Welcome to Aloha Aina. Yesterday, Ke Kuhi Ke Ali'i Kanaka Ole o Ha'ili Lani told the story of the goddess Hi'iaka's first hula, and when Ke Kuhi herself is in the forest, she says her own experience hasn't changed much from what Hi'iaka expressed. Ke Kuhi describes the way the natural world awakens the senses, how the coming of the mist, or the play of the apapane birds, or the loftiness of the trees can spark a state of awe so powerful that it is instinctively expressed in the movement of the body through hula and the power of the voice through oli.
Aloha aina is not just a feeling or the concept in terms of chant and dance. It's really embodying that which feeds the art, and that's the natural surroundings. There is no art without the mist people or the forest people or the ocean people or the river people. Aloha aina is not just an act of conservation, but it's also letting your spirit and therefore your movement be impassioned by the very fact that the movement of our relatives in nature can spontaneously spark a movement in you before you even think about it. To me, that's the core of Aloha Aina when it comes to hula and chant.
The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.